It begins early in the morning. A crowd of motorcyclists pierce the air with loud whistles and blaring horns. They are hired mourners, paid to go around the city at breakneck speed, swerving from one side of the road to the other. They scream at the top of their voices, with women passengers hanging precariously from their bikes. The louder the noise, the more the bereaved family has to dig deeper in their pockets. The paid mourners have been briefed about the life of the deceased, and for hours, they will scream and chant the name. For hundreds of youths here in Kisumu, in western Kenya, this is their main source of livelihood. The likely alternative is unemployment. One is 36-year-old Samuel Ocheng.
They pay us to make noise and use our bikes to go around the city. They will buy whistles and alcohol. We will then do the job. The lowest amount of money is $6, and on a good day, we can make $12.
Grieving families are willing to spend huge amounts of money for a lap of honor around the city to honor the deceased. A crowded funeral procession is a symbol of popularity and fame for the family. But many local businesses are unhappy with the practice. Naresh Patel sells motor vehicle spare parts along one of the busiest streets in Kisumu. He says hooligans pose as mourners, loot shops and rob people.
It affects the traffic, so the businessmen, workers cannot reach to the office, to the business in time. Even the customers cannot reach to the shop in time. That is the way it's affect in the obstructions in the business.
Thursdays and Fridays, you can't believe that you are in the heart of Kisumu city. Most of the shops have to close down.
Jackton Onunga, the chairman of the tourism board in the county, believes a heavy penalty will discourage families from engaging the services of the professional mourners. And now, the local county government has put a ban on hiring mourners. Specific routes have been set aside, which mourners can use when ferrying the dead without disrupting business. Anyone found guilty will pay a fine of $150 or 6 months in jail.
We cannot run a government without taxes from business community, including the land rates. And the county government has come with a motion to prohibit mourners not to access the CBD.
And already next to a mortuary, there are signs that business is down. The motorbike riders are now idling around on empty bikes. Before the ban, this place would be packed by hundreds of youths waiting for bereaved families. The county government is running education campaigns explaining the reasons for the banning of hired mourners. But some people are defying it. Locals feel it is infringing on their cultural practice.